Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. That's how winning is done.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top. Through the joy and through the pain.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie.
Fresh out the land's belly. Hey, tell the world I'm ready. Take them foes off and put some sixes on the Chevy. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is the cure for me. Obviously, I'ma be riding in the mighty seat. Open up the doors and let the town hear the TIP. My brother just got murdered, he doing bedtime. Fatty Chrome and Wiki Wheel doing fed time. But I can't stop my neck. I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me a hundred when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said, Ray, don't give up, just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working, every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pocket's hurting. But it's all good, yes, it's all good. Round this time next year, I'm about to
hood. We grind from the bottom to make it to the top.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
Live. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. Welcome to the Grind Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, man, I hesitate to call this a podcast because I don't want to think of it as such, but it is what it is. But welcome to the Grind, the realest show ever, man. You know the spiel, the show where we're going to have that unscripted conversation. And we are, of course, without a shadow of a doubt, going to say some things that are going to make some people mad. We're going to say some things that are going to make some people glad. So in any event, we're going to bridge some gaps today. We appreciate each and every one of you guys being a part of the Grind this morning on this lovely, lovely beginning of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, 2020, we're so happy to have you guys here live with us, man. We grind every single Tuesday and Friday of each and every week, ladies and gentlemen. We come on, we try to bridge some gaps to somebody. We let you guys in on our life, let you know a little bit about the things that we go through. We also let you guys know some of the things that we've had challenges with and we've overcome it, or maybe we're going through it. Who knows? But in any event, guys, this is just a sneak preview or a sneak peek at what we do in life and how our life actually is. But here's the thing. You have your own life. You have your life. And what is life? Life is really just learning from instances, learning from situations that you're a part of. And when you learn from those situations, you take those same situations and those same life lessons and you learn from them, right? You learn from exactly what happened. You say, you know what? I failed, but guess what? I learned something from that lesson. So, man, again, if you want to dial directly into the Grind, 646-668-2564, 646-668-2564, man. We're getting ready to talk about the paper chase. We're getting ready to talk to the race to the top this morning. Guys, so buckle up. I know some things are going to be said and some people are going to like it, but some things are going to be said and people ain't going to like it. But see yourself in it, wherever you fit in, you know, get in right there. So, man, I'll play this song for you guys. Pam, say hello to everybody.
Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind this morning. I want to say hello to each and every one of you on this Tuesday morning. Yes, good to be here.
Good to be here. Good to be here. It's always good to be seen. It's always good to be seen. It's even better to be heard. So, man, let's get this thing started, man. And remember, man, all you do is win. And we're going to get this
thing started. DJ Khaled! Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
Going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Yeah. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Go. My verses still be serving, yeah. Tight like a million verses. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Yeah. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Yeah. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Yeah. Make millions every year, yeah. The South's champion. Yeah. Cause all I do is
win, win, hey. Win, no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, yeah. And they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is win, 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 win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose gray. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all rapping all black, it's like, die.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
In the kitchen, on the stove, water getting boiled, being slow, Snoopy and system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust them, I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder one, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bold enough, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on it. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah. And they say that
all we do is win, baby. That's all we do. What's your definition of winning? What's your definition of winning?
Wow.
Man, that's a big question.
That's a real big question.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's definition is different.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. It's very personal.
Is there?
So
personal?
I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, what is your definition of winning on this Tuesday morning on the West Coast, afternoon on the East Coast, right?
What's up, all my Facebookers out there? We see you guys out there. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind on Facebook. Thank you, those of you that dialed in to Blog Talk Radio. And you dialed in to 646-25, Pam, you should know that number.
Right, 646, I got it, I got it.
Right.
646-2.
We need to put, here's what we need. We need to put a sticky note. You got to work smarter, not harder.
That's right.
Put a sticky note up here so we can have, so we got all of that stuff that we need, man.
Right in front of us.
Yeah, it comes in waves.
That's good.
So what's up, everybody on Facebook? What's up, everybody tuning in on Instagram Live, Facebook Live? We talking about the paper chase, man. We talking about the race to the top this morning. But you know, first of all, man, wanted to have a moment of reflection for the man himself, Mr. Kobe Bryant. Him and his amazing daughter just passed away this weekend, and man, it was a shock to the entire world. And you know, we think about the fact that, you know, Kobe's no longer here, Gianna's no longer here,
and
seven other lives that were no longer here. And we saw the picture of those two other young ladies, and two more,
mother and father and a daughter.
So nine people all together. Left us, man. Prayers to their families, because I got to tell you, that's never hard. As a father, me imagining leaving, my family here, he left them in a good spot, but to even imagine leaving them here, not having me, and then for you as a wife, for all of you wives out there that couldn't even imagine, living life without, without your spouse. So it's hard. To say the least,
right.
It's hard to put in words, but prayers to all of the family out there, man, God, just give them, the peace that they need. Give them the strength to actually be able to get past this at some point in time. This is one that only time can heal, guys, over a long period of time. So, RIP Kobe, Gianna. And the other family members as well. We need to know you. We need to learn their names as well, so we can
rest in peace. Rest in peace. Many times we don't understand why things happen. But all we can do is lift them up in prayer. The families that are left behind, and continue to share our love and comfort. Across the world, because the unity of us coming together and praying. They could feel it in the time of their most need. So it's difficult. That's very difficult. I could tell you it's a hard blow to the entire world, what just happened. But we're praying together, and we're lifting up the families together, and together the world, is unified, so.
Absolutely.
Right.
So God bless, man. God bless. So let's jump into this show, man, because, we got some people. We're asking people, what is your definition of winning? And we're talking about the paper chase, man, the race to the top. What is your race? What race are you running? What paper are you chasing? Because that paper is not always money,
right.
Believe it or not, for some people. Some people, they don't want a ton of money. Some people are like, this is what I value most right now. But we're going to talk about that too here in a moment. We want to kind of try to open you guys up a little bit to be able to tap into all different possibilities. So I see, hey, what's going on, Victor McCoy, man? Thank you for being a part of the grind, brother. I see he put in there control of my personal time. That's a win for him, right? That's a win. What else we got? Because we want to – let's get a – can we write these down?
You want to?
Yeah, let's write these down.
Write them down?
Because I want to –
No, I think that's good. What is winning to you? Because to each and every person out there, winning is very different. Success is very different. Success is relevant to each and everyone as an individual. And so you have to take the time to really identify, what is it that you want to have in life that you consider is a win in life? And when you understand that and you know that, then you're able to get up, because you don't chase the paper, you chase the passion. And I think that's the biggest thing. When you learn how to chase your passion, then whatever the paper may be,
don't give it away too early.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to give everything away, man.
I was going to say the paper is the reward.
No, see?
Huh? Okay.
I got to get you in the right
place. I'm sorry. All right. I'm moving too far ahead. Okay. My bad.
You like that. Dude.
So what is
you didn't give it away. You didn't
you?
Give it away. You didn't
I
give
didn't
it
give it away.
We all good. We all good. So control of personal time.
All right. We see that. Anybody
so
else?
Whatever else we got, we'll address all of these because it's good that you know what your values are.
Right.
If you don't know what your values are, what you value, whatever it is, then if you have no values, then
Marina says true
know,
serenity. I know that's right.
True serenity.
Right. Yes. That's everything. Serenity, peace. You know, I think we all want that. We just want peace.
True serenity. Who else? What else we got? Anybody else that's brave enough to put anything on you? You got to be brave. But some people are shy. All right. So you know, are you brave enough to punch you in the face and put it on the screen on my Facebook Live people, all of our Instagram people? Put it on the screen, and we'll address it. Great morning to all of you guys that are actually saying good morning. Thank you so much. Terry Hammock says, I lost my spouse. It's been a rough road, but God help us. How long ago, Terry?
Yes.
How long ago was it?
Right.
It's never easy.
Prayers.
It's never easy. That's what I say. It takes a lot of time.
It's something that you'll
to get over it.
Right,
yeah, yeah. You don't really get over,
it,
but you know,
but
to be able to even
through.
Function and in anything that resembles how you were before, it's gonna
mm-hmm.
be hard. You know, and one thing is always for certain, people are
right.
gonna come and people are gonna go. We just gotta be able to understand the whys and you know and move forward in it. So that's one of the toughest things. So let me see if we got anything else before we actually jump into this. Since
Winning is touching
lives with the love in my heart.
Okay.
So winning is touching lives to you. Let's write that down as well.
And Habakkuk says freedom.
Freedom, that's a big, big, biggie.
Right.
I want one more. Can we get one more?
Because we got four so far.
We have four.
Control of personal time, right? That's a biggie for me. Only my day.
So we got four. So somebody give me one more.
One more.
Four years. Okay. Terry says it's been 4 years. And yeah,
right.
I'm sure it's still a void there. It's going to be a void.
Right.
That's not something that you just get past. So our prayers with you, Terry, that you continue to make
That's
your transition.
Right. Satisfaction with
forward.
My legacy. The question is, what is winning to you?
Satisfaction with my legacy.
Satisfaction with my legacy. I guess being satisfied. Frankie says being satisfied.
You got to expound on that a little bit. Break
legacy.
That down, Frankie. What does
Meaning
that mean?
You're leaving
satisfaction with my legacy. With what you want your legacy to be, with what it is, or with what's panning out. So what is that mean? So one more. Somebody give me one more. So we can move forward. And I'll move. Listening.
Living life to the fullest. There we go.
Okay.
What is living life to the fullest? I guess that can be another. Living a life of contribution. Living life to the fullest and living a life of contribution. Those are two different ones. One from Sexy T with the T and Coaching with Remy. All right.
Okay. So as you guys know, this is the realest show ever, man. We grind. We give real insight to me daily. So, you know, this is the show where we actually, you know, let you guys know how we think, which is typically what most shows are, right? But when you think about a podcast, and I said in the beginning of this, you know, yeah, we're in the category of a podcast, you know, we're in the category of a show, whatever it is. But, you know, I just think of this as a, you know, as a radio show. Podcast, I think, is so whitewashed these days. Pam and I, we consider ourselves discovery coaches. So we fully believe that you have to back up a little bit sometimes to figure out where the wheel started to wobble, mm-hmm. not where it fell off, but where it started to wobble and fix that part, right? So you can move forward, you know, in a stronger fashion, because we believe life is just one big track. You're gonna go back and around at some point in time and run into that same thing again. And if you don't fix what that is, right, then you'll end up, you know, not knowing how to handle it again, and it'll be that. It's like that big pothole in the road,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's funny because we used to drive, and when Pam was driving, I used to look and I see this big old pothole, and I'd be like, she's gonna hit it. She'll hit it, and I'd be like, oh, I'd be like, you didn't see that pothole? She'd be like, this was years and years ago, And she's like, no, I didn't see it, you know. And then we'll be driving the next day or two. Here it comes again. She's going to hit it again. She's going to hit it again. You know, but when you realize that the pothole is there and you realize which way you need to go, left or right, and not hit that pothole, then it's kind of like second nature at that point. Coming up on that pothole, I know this is what I need to do now. If I go left and hit the curb, if I go right, then, you know, I can get past this pothole. Maybe I just split the pothole so it's right in the middle mm-hmm. of the car, right? Mm-hmm. So the show today, Pam, Paper Chase, man, the race to the top. What is your definition of winning? And, you know, we've got some, read those off, Pam, if you would.
All right, so we got a couple comments. Control of personal time, that's huge. True serenity, definitely need that. Touching lives, freedom, living life to the fullest, and living a life of contribution. And Frankie expounded on the legacy is basically what she leaves for her family. That's what winning is.
Healthy is a good one. Mm-hmm. Healthy is a good one. So your satisfaction for your legacy is
right.
You want to be able to leave a legacy. You want to be satisfied with the legacy that you're leaving for your family.
Right.
I got it now. I got it.
Right.
So you guys actually gave some great things that you want to be that your definitions of winning are. And when Pam and I think about winning, we don't just think about winning. We also think about how we win. How do we win? You know, in order to get to the win, you got to figure out how you win and how do we win with integrity? How do we win with class? How do we win, you know, with the understanding that, you know, we want to duplicate and people, we want people to do the things that we do to win. And we don't want to grow old and then be like, man, I wish I would not have taught them how to do that way.
Right.
You know, that was crazy. Because I believe, Pam, that in life, we talk about the paper chase, mm-hmm. but what's the real paper chase? What's the real in the paper chase? We think of it as money, but the paper chase is really, the paper chase is the riches, right? It's the riches. And when you break down the word riches,
the rewards.
Right. It's the rewards. It's not just centered around money,
right?
But let me put this disclaimer on this, okay? Because I say this quite often. I am not against money. I want some money. I hope you guys listen to this. You want some money because I'm going to give you guys, you know, a reality today it may shock some of you because I see some of the things that Pam just wrote, control of my personal time,
true serenity, touching lives,
freedom.
Living life to the fullest, living a life of contribution, what you leave for your family behind, legacy, and being healthy.
Right. So there's one thing that's synonymous to all of these different ways in order to get the win. And the one thing that's synonymous to that, ladies and gentlemen, is the means.
Right. How are you going to do it? The vehicle.
How are you going to do all of this? Because, you know, I know some of you say, you know, one of the big ones for me is control of my personal time. So I can definitely get you on that. But how do you control your personal time based on, you know, how much personal time you have? And I believe personal time and freedom
go hand in hand.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that this is a good topic to be talking about on today because you look up and today is what, the 28th? Okay. Mm-hmm. January is over. Right. And at the beginning of this month, everybody came into 2020. With the mindset that this year was going to be different, that this year is the year to go out and to win. And if somebody watching this right now, mm-hmm. that's still in the same position. Nothing has changed. And I think that many times things don't change is, of course, everything starts in the mind, right? So you got to mentally, if you brought the old you into the new year, then you didn't bring the right mindset into 2020. With the right winning attitude in order to try and to win and to, you know, get the win that you want to have in life ultimately, because it's the once you have to change the way you think, you have to mm-hmm. change the way you do things because it's going to be the very thing that now drives your that now drives the activities in order for you to now grab a hold of the right vehicle in order to now have the how that's going to help you to get the win. You know, so somebody right now is already giving up.
Right,
for real. It's the end of the month, and things didn't quite go, you know, as they intended in the month of January.
But why are they giving up?
Well, I think because they didn't really know exactly what they wanted, because that's key. You got to know what you want. It's got to be very clear. The vision has to be clear.
I believe sometimes people know what they want. I believe people, a lot of people know what they want. Some people don't, I agree. But
because they didn't change mentally.
Right. But I believe people know what they want. But I believe people, they don't have the means in a lot of times to get it. Right. So if you say you want, if somebody out there says, I want a new house in the first quarter of 2020.
Right.
And you could want that new house all day.
Right.
But and you know what you want. But if you don't have the means to do it, then, you know, that's grounds for quitting.
Right.
Well, let me push that out. So my point is, with all of this, is you've got, like I said, controlling your personal time and freedom are definitely two that go hand in hand.
Right.
Because in order to control your personal time and to be free, it takes you have to have the means to do that. And let's just face it, guys. I'm just a very practical person. I don't sugarcoat, and I most certainly don't see things. You know, I see things. Faith is one thing. It's one thing to have faith, you know, seeing the things that are not, you know, as though they were. I get that part. But you can only, faith is good, but you got to put some action.
Right.
Faith without actions is dead.
Right.
So I'm practical. So that means when you're looking at having these things, you need the means to do it. So now we're right at the bridge now. All right. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to cross this bridge. So on the bridge now is where you gather your means to get it, because you got ready. You knew what you wanted in 2020. You wrote your list out, right? Dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, and you were like, boom, this is me. This is where I want to be in 2020. People have very clear plans, I believe, of visions of where they want to be. Sometimes it's the plan to get there. And a lot of times when you get to the bridge, the plan comes kind of blurry. It becomes kind of blurry. And some of you, I'm hitting home with some of you guys, because some of you guys right now, you're in that blurry stage. You're like, I can't quite see the vision like I saw it, because I don't feel things this year didn't start off the way, as
right.
Sam said, the way I wanted
all
it
the obstacles,
to.
All the obstacles,
right.
all everything started coming your
everything
way, right?
Everything started coming your way.
Right.
So now you're trying to cross that bridge, and you have the vision, you have
right.
the plan, and as you get ready to step onto that okay. bridge, man, you're like, I don't know what's getting ready to happen here. So let me back up a little bit and reassess. And then we spend the rest of 2020 reassessing.
Right.
Everything.
And allowing that doubt and that fear to stop you.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what ends up causing you to not move forward, because of everything that's going to come your way. But if we already expect and know that these things are going to happen, then we'll be prepared for them. And we'll be able to, you know, because when you want it bad enough, you're going to figure out a way. You're going to find a way. And you're going to not allow fear to stop you. You'll figure out what do you need to change, which is it all starts here. So then now you can conquer those very fears that are holding you back. Because
are you saying hunger is a problem?
Hunger? Yeah,
people,
hunger. Right. How bad do you
enough?
Want it? Right. It really does boil down to that, because a lot of people are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get comfortable and they end up staying in the same situation, not understanding that 2020, just like it was just said by Marita, massive action. You got to take some massive action. The only way for you to change things is to change things. So you got to make a decision to do something in order to now get the activity necessary in order for you to cross this bridge, in order for you to get the win. But many times, because we feel like we got tomorrow, all right? And tomorrow is not promised, as we can see, as we are mourning the death of nine individuals who just started off on a beautiful sunny day, you know, and ended up, you know, literally losing their life and going on to be with the Lord. So we have to realize that, you know what, we don't have, tomorrow's not promised to us. So we got to live in the moment, and we got to do all that we can today in order to now accomplish the win. So when we get that and we understand that, and now we are taking action every single day, then what's going to happen is we'll start to move towards these things that are value to us, right? Because it's based on the values. The winning is based on the very things that that you desire, the things that you value in life. That's why everybody's win is a little bit different. Some people win, you know, it's want a whole bunch of money, you know, but money is not everything. So at the end of the day, you have to identify those things, now move towards them in order for them to happen, you know, mm-hmm. basically.
And how do you, when you identify these things, because I think the identification phase is easy for people. They figure out what they want. They just need to figure out how they're going to get it. And it takes means and it takes real traction, right? So when you think about it, guys, traction, what is traction? Think about it. When you split that word up, it's TR, action. It's taking real action.
That's good.
You have to realize that you got to take real action in whatever it is
action.
That you want. Real
you
action.
Just,
I am not talking about just, I'm not talking about jumping up and listening to TD Jakes and shouting every day and then not doing anything.
Right.
For the rest of the day, not applying anything good. I'm not talking about actually listening to the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays and, you know, getting some knowledge, getting something that helped you bridge a gap, but then not applying it. I'm talking about traction, taking real action. You can put a sports car on the road and lift it up in the air. And let it hit gas and push it to the floor, it won't go anywhere. There's no real action. There's no traction for that car. So you got to have real action that you're taking. Take real action, traction. And when you do that, guys, you start to move. Now, a lot of times, Pam, people shy away from the taking that real action simply because, A, it requires something of them,
uh-huh.
right? B, they don't know who's going to help them.
Uh-huh.
And C, you know, they're afraid. They don't understand how it's going to turn out, right?
Right.
They don't know how it's going to turn out. So people stop allowing themselves to get traction, and they get afraid because they're afraid of how people are going to think about them. You know, well,
That's
if I good. Start doing this, and it's not I wouldn't say normal, but it's not who I've historically been. People are going to see me as different if I do this, right? Take whatever it is that you want to do. You can take the show. Guys, when you start moving toward the thing that God told you to move toward, I can promise you there's going to be all sorts of hindrances. There's going to be all sorts of challenges that come in your way. It's the way that you make sure you're going and doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no adversity, then you're probably not going the right way.
Right, it's too easy.
Right, it's way too easy. You know?
Right.
And I heard somebody say, if everything is in balance and lined up in your life, life couldn't be better. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Everything is hunky-dory. Then you're probably not on the right road. Not the road where you need to be going. Now, I'm not saying that you haven't done your due diligence and things are going good for you. But what I'm saying is that if you're not coming against any adversity, doing your travels, doing your journey to your purpose and your destination, as I can probably tell you, either you're just not doing, something's not right.
Right.
So we have to figure that part out. And all of the things that you guys
are doing. I want to add something to what you just said, too. Another reason,
mm-hmm.
okay, that I truly believe there's a lack of accountability to self.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack of accountability to self.
I agree.
You have to be accountable to self in order to go out and to get your wins. And that's what ends up happening. If you're not accountable to you, then what's gonna end up happening is that you're going to find yourself not getting to the very places that you want to get to. So you got to first hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself accountable to doing the things that you said that you were going to do long after the moment is gone, right? That's commitment. And mm-hmm. many times that doesn't happen. So you can't be you can't be accountable to anything if you can't be accountable to yourself first. You can forget it. So you hold yourself accountable. You don't need an accountability partner. You need to be your own accountability partner and say, you know what? I said that I wanted to do this. I said that I'm going to do this. So now figure out how you're going to do it. And now hold yourself accountable, not worrying about what everybody else is doing, but paying attention to the things that you need to do. And then what's going to happen is you'll start to move. There's a lack of self-accountability, settling, forgetting about what you want in life, forgetting about the wind, allowing everything to shake you, break you, move you in every direction. But if you hold yourself accountable, you'll get up and you'll now move and do the actions necessary in order to cross that bridge in order to get to the wind.
Mm. Self-accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Self-accountability, man. I got that's a tough one. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a tough one. Because it's easier to hold somebody else accountable than yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're by yourself, nobody else sees you, you can quit on you really, really easy.
Right, absolutely.
That's why we always, in this industry that we're in, we talk about your why. And your why can't be just you, because it's easier to quit on yourself, right? So find another why. Find a why that's bigger than you, that you don't want to quit on.
Absolutely.
So most of people, you ask them, why do you do what you do? Why? I do it for my family. I do it for my kids. I do it for my wife. I do it for my husband. You know, I do it for my mom, my dad, whoever it is. That's what you do.
That's
what you do.
That's gonna be a driving force.
You're driving force. So,
right.
You know, when you're on that bridge and you keep moving forward, then now you're less apt to want to back up and go the other way and say, okay, I need to go back to safety. And here's what I believe: that there are a lot of different bridges in life that you're going to have to cross,
mm-hmm.
right? So your own personal bridges that you go through, man, when you cross those bridges, right, you should torch them. You don't, there's no run back to safety and go back. No, I can't go back. I got to move forward. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people get past different things and they get to the next bridge and they're like, oh, shoot, I most certainly can't cross that bridge.
Hmm.
So they say, let me run all the way back across to this other bridge.
So fear sends
because
them back.
Fear sends them back. It's the unknown again, sends them back. But if you burn that bridge, right, it's the show we did back a long time ago called Burn the Boat, right? You know, you get out in the water, you know, you jump off and you start swimming to your destination where you're going to go, and you go back and say, well, the boat's right there. I could just go get back on the boat. But what happens
getting
when you burn the boat? Yeah, you kill the comfort zone, right? And I always say, man, there is no box. So if there is no box, then you have nothing to be inside of.
Right.
Then the world is your oyster. You do what you want to do.
Right.
Right. So burn the boat, burn the bridge, man, move forward. And as you move forward, you're going to realize that all of the things that you want, control of your personal time, freedom, true serenity, living life on your own terms, contribution, your legacy, all of these things, they're contingent upon self-accountability. They're contingent upon you having the means to do it. And you get the means through self-accountability. I love this last one. It's healthy,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of people say you can't, you know, it's too expensive to be healthy. You have to eat certain foods.
That's funny because I used
healthy.
To think that way too.
Yeah, everybody did. I definitely thought that way. Like, man, I got to go
all
down
right.
to Whole Foods. You go to Whole Foods. You can get a buggy of
like
groceries, or you can
right
get a quarter buggy of groceries.
This is the budget. Okay.
Yeah, this is the budget. And you know what? Here's the thing. They make it easy. This is one of the biggest parts of self-accountability because they make it easy for you to be unhealthy. And it's a good spinoff right now because for the show, because, you know, healthy is a large portion of why you're going to give yourself the ability to do these other things.
That's right.
If you don't live a healthy lifestyle, then you ain't going to be here to have any control of your personal time or
truth
serenity. There's no serenity
time,
if you got all
no
sorts
freedom,
of things that you're dealing with every day.
Living life to the
right?
fullest contribution.
So now, health is a part
know,
of this.
You can't leave nothing because you ain't healthy, right?
Not healthy.
So you got to hold yourself accountability,
right.
Self-accountability to your health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's overall health, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, every aspect of being healthy. You
mm-hmm.
got to hold yourself accountable.
And let's talk
unfortunately,
about the,
people leave that by the wayside.
Let's talk about the physical body because, you know, the physical body,
right.
Of course, the mental is good because you can be as fit as you want to be and still crazy.
Right.
That's reality.
Right.
So, you know, so.
You got to work on that mind every day.
But that's true.
Right. The renewing
right.
of our mind.
Renewing of your
transform.
Mind. So put something good in and something good going to come out.
Right.
But if you're not developing yourself mentally, then you're quickly going to find out that you don't even have the prowess or the self-accountability to do anything physically. But physically, here's the thing. The easiest way to attack a person is two ways, I'm going to say, and I think they're equally as important, is mentally and physically, right? If you can mentally stimulate somebody to do what you want, for them to do what you want them to do, then you can either use that for good or bad.
Right.
Right. So let's just say you're using it for bad. Typically, the world is using it for bad. And I've said this before, and Pam hates when I use this analogy. She hates it. Right. And the world is there. You have to realize America is a capitalist country. That means it was built on capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I could have 50 loaves of bread and you not have one. And that's cool. Right. So each individual person can get whatever they want as much as they want. And then you got people that don't have anything. So it was built on capitalism. So when you think about the free enterprise that we have, if somebody's selling you a sandwich, and it's a sandwich, and you and it's got some lettuce, it's got some tomatoes on it, you know, and then it's got some arugula on it, and then all of a sudden you hear somebody tells you that, you know, you hear somebody say that arugula is not good, it's causing people to have, you know, this and that, and then, you know, you say, well, shoot, I'm making millions of dollars selling a sandwich with the arugula on it, so why would I change that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm making money
mm-hmm.
doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, until somebody says something, which is why you got all these class action lawsuits and why you got all these people, you know, all of a sudden coming up saying you could hit this and this, they put a disclaimer on it, but they're not going to stop making that money. So the analogy that I make is you have to realize that in America, it's free enterprise. So if a person can sell a large number of people a poop sandwich and make money, then guess what? It's going to be poop sandwiches on the shelf. Right? Because people want to make money off of it. And if it's in demand, people are going to buy it. All right? And that's a drastic analogy, but I want you guys to get what I'm saying. They will sell you anything
right.
to make money.
Make money.
It's up to you to have self-accountability and do your due diligence on what's good and what's bad for you.
Right.
And here's the bad part, Pam. Most people know what's bad for them. They just don't have, the constraint. They don't have the intestinal fortitude to not eat it, right? And it's funny because the discipline, yeah, that's what I was looking for. They don't have the discipline to say no.
Right.
And I know everybody can get real quiet right now because everybody, you know, they don't want you talking about the stuff that's good to them. My comfort food, you know, here come Nate is getting ready to talk about McDonald's again and Burger King. No, I am not going to talk about them. I think you already know about them, so I don't really need to talk about them. But it's one of the hardest things for a person to do is to control their physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, I've gone so far and I don't think I can come back, you know? So they just keep doing it because it feels good.
Right.
And it's not going to be easy to come back. Yeah. It's comfortable.
Right.
It's comfortable to swerve over and get a fry. It's comfortable to swerve over and get some ice cream. Here's the thing about me, Pam will tell you firsthand. I love all of those things. I love ice cream. I love cake. I love
right.
I love all of that stuff, right? But it's not a lifestyle.
I do too.
Yeah, it's not a lifestyle, right? I don't every day. I don't plan to go out and eat that stuff.
Right.
Every now and then, I may treat myself to a French fry. Every now and then, I may treat myself to a piece of carrot cake or cheesecake. Pam will tell you. Sometimes, you know, when you work hard on your physical body, then you start doing certain things, then you deserve certain rewards. I get that. I'm in total agreement with that.
Right.
Right. But until you get to that part to where you've gotten yourself right, then you should not be indulging in that stuff. Right. So your physical body is just as important as your mental body.
Absolutely.
So we put all of those things together. Right. It's the mental that's going to drive the physical because now it's easier. It gets easier and easier for me to actually pass by certain things because it's no longer a habit. People always talking about life isn't lived through just, you know, your everyday life. It's lived through what habits you create. If you create a habit of every day I'm going to eat fast food, then guess what? You're going to be eating fast food every day and you're going to blow up. And you're going to be super unhealthy. You're going to get lethargic. You're going to feel like something's wrong. And then you're going to say, you know what? That's just me. I've always eaten McDonald's. I love fries. Can't take my fries from me. Oh, yeah. And we get good at it, too.
Right.
Oh, man.
You start to believe the lies that you tell yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. You start to believe the lies. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm not cutting that out. I'm just not going to do that. You know, but you know that's the very thing that's hurting you.
Right.
Right. So goes back to what Pam said, self-accountability. Nobody here is going to tell you. Nobody's going to treat you like you, right? So if you're treating yourself bad, then don't expect anybody else to treat you good.
Right.
Right? So I wanted to spin off on that because it's always a great topic to go to because it's the one that nobody wants to talk about. It's the elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
right? And people would be like, well, you know, it's easy for you and Pam to say, you guys, you know, you eat healthy, you got money, you go get this, you go get that. And that's not the truth. It's not. We were eating healthy before all of this happens. We stopped cutting. We cut out certain things before anything else happened. So you have to realize that it happens before in the mental long before it happens in the physical.
In the physical, right.
Right? So we stopped eating certain things a long time ago. We took the hit to say, okay, we're not, there's an aisle in the supermarket. I'm about to call it a grocery store. You know, I always call it that too, right? There's an aisle in the supermarket that absolutely, positively, nobody needs to be going down. Nobody. I don't care how skinny you are. I don't care how tall, how short, how big you are. You do not need to be going down that aisle, that the sugar aisle. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? It used to be scattered around the store in little things, right? You got your ding-dongs, your ho-hos, your spin wheels, and they, oh, man, they got so many different things now. You know?
Your Oreos.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's more than just one aisle now. It's like half the store, right? So Pam and I, we go to the store, and it's quick now for us because if you really, really think about it, it's not a whole bunch of stuff you can eat in the supermarket these days. It really isn't. I just messed somebody the whole day up. It was like, forget you, Nate. I'm still going to the supermarket. I'm still going to eat my food. And cool. And what I'm saying is that, man, there's so many things in the supermarket that you can't eat now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to give you guys a sneak preview of what I'm saying here because they don't care. They're making money.
Right.
So don't just because we got accustomed to reading labels,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you really start reading labels and you start to do some research,
you won't buy anything.
You'd be like, oh, snap. You're like, sugar is killing us? Sugar is 10 times more addictive than cocaine? I'm actually putting this in my body. I actually don't see it killing my body on the inside. So I feel okay right now. But when we get 60, 70 years old, sometimes 50, you know, we're like, sometimes before that, we're like, man, I shouldn't have done that when I was younger.
Right.
So we reap what we sow. We reap in our latter years what we sow in our earlier mm-hmm. years. So Pam and I figured that out quite some time ago. And I'm not saying it's not hard. Okay. Pam would tell you last night, there's absolutely nothing sweet in this house to eat. All right. And I was telling Pam, I was like, I can't believe I don't have anything in here sweet. You know, I like to keep some. I'm human like everybody else, but I don't eat it all the time.
Like, I don't need it, so I'm not getting ready to buy it. All right, so if you don't buy it,
listen, ain't no big news.
You can eat a little differently than I can. Ladies, I can't eat like that.
No, we can't eat like that.
Show up everywhere, okay? So.
Well, here's the thing. You, Pam doesn't eat like that as a staple, okay?
Right. But I will every now and again. Don't get me wrong.
But Pam can eat. I'm not even playing. Pam out eats me. I'm dead serious. I have nothing on Pam. Y'all want y'all to know.
The thing is, I don't eat often.
No, she don't eat often enough. But when she eats, yeah, she eats. Look, like the boy said, I may not drink Dos Equis all the time, but when I drink Dos Equis, I drink Dos Equis. Or whatever he said. You know,
so
it's about your habit that you create.
Right.
And for me, like, I want a Fig Newton in the house or something, you know, so I can go and grab one, you know, and I can eat it and I can, that little sweet craving is gone. I want, you know, a couple of peanut butter cookies in the house, you know, every now and then. So when I,
there's
when
like
I
peanut
feel
butter
it,
crackers in there, I think.
No, cookies, not crackers. I told y'all, sugar is 10 times more addictive than cocaine, right? Maybe even more than that. But honestly, it's not about, you got to see, we're real people, man. We struggle with real things,
right?
I don't care who the person is. It doesn't matter, you know, how healthy they look. It doesn't matter how much money they got. It doesn't matter how tall, fat. It doesn't matter who they are. They struggle with certain things.
Right.
And we all struggle with our physical bodies. We all struggle trying to get our mental bodies to keep them straight. But I wanted you guys to know that the world is not helping you do that.
Right.
You have to have that self-accountability.
Right. You have that self-accountability in order to get that win, right?
And in order to get these wins that you want, you're going to have means. So I was talking about eating at Whole Foods as opposed to the supermarket. You get a quarter of a buggy of stuff as opposed to a whole buggy of stuff. And then we started to think. And when you change the way you think about things, the things you think about change.
Right.
Right? So that means we looked at the quarter of a buggy of food that we got, and we said, but this food is better for us. I don't want to use the H word, right? Because people get scared of that word. This food is better for us.
Right.
It's less of it. right? So it helps us in two different ways. It helps us with portion control, and it helps us with what we put in our body. A bunch of man-made stuff. What happened in the Bible? The Bible, as soon as man started to put his stamp of approval and mark on stuff and started to change stuff, that's when everything started to change,
mm-hmm.
right? That's when we started, you know, leaving here sooner than we should have left here. People lived for hundreds of years in the Bible days, right? But as man kept touching and putting and changing things, it messed up our bodies. Now there's more diseases, and like, I'm not saying that I'm gonna live to 150, but what I am saying is that the I don't care if how many years I have here, I want those years to be traction years.
Right.
I want those years to be productive years.
Got 50 more.
Right. Yeah. So
get it, 95,
whatever
all right.
Whatever your win is, man.
Good genes.
Let me bring this thing home. So whatever
right.
your win is, you need a means to get to that win.
Right.
And even though it's healthy, I seen Habakkuk. She said, I think she said something about where was she? I think she said something about let me see.
She said something about the ability to be consistent. Is that what you're
talking
about?
No, it was something
freedom.
No. You said freedom. You said something else. And touching lives.
Mm-hmm.
Touching lives. Now, Habakkuk is a singer. So she uses her gift to touch lives.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's singing, people are loving the melodies that are coming out of her mouth. And she's touching lives that way. But how does Habakkuk get to where she has to go? She has to have transportation to get there. She has to have clothes to wear when she's on stage. She has to have backgrounds, instruments, and a band, and everything. All of this stuff takes means.
Right.
So your win is going to require you to create the means to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to have to take some action, take real action in order to get traction. So stop allowing the fear to stop you. Right. Stop allowing the fear of failure to stop you,
mm-hmm.
and realize that I got to take some real action. It doesn't matter who sees you. It doesn't matter who gives you accolades. I always tell people, man, stop looking for people to pat you on the back. All right. Because most people aren't going to pat you on the back until either you're gone or you've made it big.
Right.
Okay? That's when you've made it big is when everybody wants to follow you. Everybody wants to be around you. Or when you leave here, then everybody, you know, is so. So sad, like a lot of people didn't even know Kobe, you know, most people did. But there are people that leave here every day and nobody says anything about it. But we've got megastars and people like that. When they leave, it's just more evident. It's mainstream media now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So everybody sees it.
Right.
So stop being worried about who's giving you accolades and get down in the trenches and grind. And get the real traction, the action that you need to get, and move yourself forward. You're worried about people. A lot of people are too worried about who saw me, who liked this, who liked that. Guys, let me tell you something. When you post something on social media, I'm giving you guys a golden nugget. This is how I survive social media. When I post on social media, I post because I get something, and then I post it. Right. Most of what you see me post on social media is mine. Right. So when I post it and I see, OK, maybe nobody really liked it, that doesn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
because I know they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't always like the things that affect them positively. Right. So don't worry about the likes. Just do the work.
All right.
Be obedient. Put out what you're told to put out, because when you put it out, it may not be for a whole bunch of people to like it. It just may be for one person that God instructed you to put it out for.
That's
you
don't
even know that person.
Right.
But be obedient to the spirit that tells you, put this out and make sure that it's the right spirit. It's funny because I'm going to tell a joke, tell a quick instance that we had on the golf course the other day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It involved your brother.
Uh-oh.
I hope he sees this because it was funny. So we're playing golf on Saturday.
He feels it's funny.
Right. It's going to be funny too, because he laughed at it too. We laughed for a long time. So we were playing golf and he got up to the tee box, you know, and his knee was bothering him, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get the tee box, you typically, you know, bend down and put your ball in. So he got on his knee, on one knee, and put his tee in the ground with his ball, right? So you know how to do that. Pam knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
You put your ball on the tee. He got on one knee, and I said, no, you down there. I said, were you down there praying? Like that? And he said, man, yes, sir. He said, I have a personal relationship. I'm praying. You know, me and we talk all the time like that, right? and we were laughing, and he gets up, he hits the ball, and the ball goes way over.
Oh,
he hit it way right. And we were like, everybody was standing up. He was like, man, shoot, maybe I was praying to the wrong God. Like, yeah. Yeah, that was the wrong God. That wasn't the right one. But it was funny because so be obedient to what it is, the positivity, you know, that God tells you to put out. Just put it out. It doesn't matter who likes it.
That's right.
It doesn't. You
That's
know,
right.
It just put it out and you've done your part. And it may touch somebody down the road. And here's what happens. It happens to Pam every time we go places, especially when we go to events and things of that nature. People come up and say, you know, you guys have touched my life. You know, thank you guys. I mean, you said this the other day and it touched me. I don't know that person from a can of paint. I've never seen them. I've never seen them on any of my feeds or anything. But it touched them. They didn't hit the like button. That doesn't matter to me, right? All I know is that when you put something out, it's going to feed somebody.
Right.
May not be the people you think it's going to feed, but it feeds somebody if you're obedient.
That's right. Obedient to your purpose, obedient to the things that you're supposed to do, realizing that, you know, you don't have to be the popular one. Just do what God is telling you to do. And I guarantee you that in the element and in your purpose, you are very popular. You just got to listen and do what God is telling you to do and making sure that it's lining up with the values and things that you're called to do. And that's how ultimately you're going to get the wins in life that you want to be able to accomplish because of the fact that you're taking that action, right? You get to getting that traction, right? Taking real action to create that traction. And then you look up and the what we call it, chasing the papers.
Paper chase,
which is not about dollars. It's about the things, the results that you want, the wins that you want that now become your reality.
Yeah.
So
what's your form of paper?
Right.
What are you chasing?
Right.
And I just wanted to correlate, you know, because people will be like, well, you know, I want this, but it's not all about money for me. I get it. It's not all about money. But at the end of the day, you need a means.
Right.
To an end.
Right.
Because if you're not creating some form of traction financially, then it's or you're attached to somebody
can't
that's
have none
doing
of these
it.
Wins.
Right. It's kind of hard to have. It's kind of control your personal time. If you still work
14
hour day, you don't have any personal time.
Right.
True serenity.
True peace. Yeah. All
yeah.
Serenity.
Yeah, bills ain't paid. Right. Freedom.
Touch,
yeah.
You can touch some lives, but you can only touch so much. You know, for real, you can't have freedom. So it all ties in together. You can't live life to the fullest, for real. You can't be a blessing in the lives of others unless you have that, but you just can't make that your focus. That, you know, honestly, you got to focus on the things that you value, and then everything else is going to fall into place, you know.
And it sure is not about money. It's not about money, because there are people who are like, you know, it's not all about money for me. You know, money is the root of all evil. No, the love.
The love.
Is the root of all evil. And we're certainly not sitting here telling you you've got
to
have a lot of money.
That's right.
We told you guys financial freedom on the last show. Financial freedom is not having millions of dollars. Financial freedom is having what you need and some extra because it's a biblical principle, right? You have your store, your family, your bank account. That's your storehouse. If you have, right? Then you have more than enough, right? Now you can have an overflow. And that overflow is what you give out of.
That's right.
I gave y'all a golden nugget there. Y'all didn't get that. Some of y'all giving out of your storehouse, and that's why you never have anything.
Ooh,
I'm going to touch that because it's going to be some people. There's some preachers on here right now that's mad at me. I'm not going to touch it.
But your best friend not mad at you because
that's true, right? Yeah. My best friend is a bishop. We have great conversations about the Bible and about you know, the church, the quote unquote what people call the church. The church is the body of Christ, not the building. But anyway, let me not get on that.
Right.
Let me not get on
that. Stay focused.
Focus.
So that's awesome. All right. So what is winning to you today? make sure that you identify, make sure that you do what's necessary in order to get that traction, take that real action in order to, you know, make sure you're grinding every day to be on that paper chase, right? Chasing that paper, the very things, the wins, right? Not about money, but what is the paper that you want to see manifest in your life, because 2020, you know, is all about that. And every day is a new day. So to everybody that on the grind this morning, we want to say to all of our Blog Talk listeners, thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday morning. Definitely join us
back.
God
bless you guys.
God bless you.
All right. All right, guys, your destiny, guys. You know the song.
Oh, my song today. Yes. Y'all want me to sing? Y'all want me to sing? Yes.
All right, you know what happened?
I can't hear it.
I know.
What's the problem? Y'all don't get distracted. I'ma sing loud for y'all. Alright? Since it's not as low. Y'all don't want me to do that. I'm gonna wait for it to come up. Y'all stay focused. Remember, we got a work to do. Alright, for the Lord. So you can't afford to lose your way to.
Just Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.